Yeah, honestly, obviously it's been a couple of years since we've had like kind of this time of year, practice, but yeah, it was breezy out there. It was gusting, and so you'd have those little lulls, and it's like even just kind of taking my steps, like you kind of had to be firm and make sure that that wind wasn't, you know, moving you at all.
Even on that 56-yarder, it almost looked like a pooch kickoff. You knew it once you got it in the jet stream off the go.
Oh, yeah. All you have to, like, the main thing on those is, like, not overread something, like, because it was kind of changing right and left. It's just like, yeah, just get it up quick, let the wind keep it online.
We're talking I know it's OTAs, you're still installing and everything, but just on a bigger picture, is it good to practice in conditions? I mean, if it's super windy like that, or do you think they should go inside just to make sure everything is run cleanly and, you know, passes aren't going every which way?
Well, I mean, I think these are, yeah, anytime you can have elements and different things, I mean, it just kind of teaches you, you know, this is the time of year you kind of want to see some of that, where it's like, all right, let's just kind of remember what it's like in, you know, some tough, you know, tough moments, and like how... Yeah, for me, it's like how the ball's flying. Like, again, like, all right, make sure you just, you know, get it online right off the foot and let it just take it. And just, you know, all those little things. I don't think any of that is a negative. But, yeah, obviously it's tough for those quarterbacks, receivers, the guys, you know, handling the ball all the time. I mean, but, again, it's, you know, it's May. So, you know, I think those things are positive just to kind of see where guys are at, like how they handle some of these, you know, adverse situations, and then just keep – keep kind of building off of that.